Good morning, councillors. For the record, Oliver Ojakwa, Community Planning Director. Councillors, this is just going to be a high-level overview of the historical commission. And Jackie Camp, who is a program manager that works with the commission, is going to be giving the presentation. But just want to quickly say that the last time that the Historical Commission Code was updated was in 2009. Since then, there have been some changes, and Jackie is going to highlight those. For example, your name have changed from commissioners to council, and our code still says commissioners. So those are some of the high, you know, housekeeping changes that we're going to be making. So let me turn it over to Jackie Camp, and I must say that some of you are aware, Jackie has done a great job working with the commission, and I couldn't thank her more. And Sharon is also stepping in to learn what is it that Jackie does. In case Jackie is on vacation, we still have the program going. So Jackie, thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Oliver. My name is Jackie Camp, and of course this is Sharon Lemon-Tobing, your staff for the Historic Preservation Commission. We're here today to provide you an overview of our proposal to update the county's Historic Preservation Code, which is to provide revisions and clarification for the program's existing processes in an effort to enhance the code for the applicant, staff, and for the Historic Preservation Commission. We are not proposing any changes to current requirements of the program, only clarifying those processes. It's not going to work for me now. Oh, there we go. So we were here before you, I think, in September, just to kind of give you an overview of what the historic program is. So I'll just briefly kind of go through that again, just so everyone is aware of what the program does. So as you see, the program is to identify, evaluate, and protect historic and prehistoric resources, preserve and rehabilitate eligible historic and or cultural resources. And we have a combined city and county historic preservation commission. So the city of Vancouver has staff that helps property owners go through the case review for properties within the city of Vancouver, and Clark County staff through intergovernmental agreements provides support and staff for all property owners outside of the city of Vancouver and all the smaller cities as well.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes, of course.
So we adopt this through county code.
Mm-hmm.
They have an ordinance, I'm assuming.
The city of Vancouver does, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so are our standards identical?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. So they're watching this process that we will go through to see if they need to make, you know, similar tweaks to theirs to make it the same and make it comfortable.
And Jackie, let me also add, the other cities will be, are you going to be reaching out to the other cities?
Yes, and we've been working with them throughout the last year to go out to all the city councils and talk about the historic preservation program, and we let them know that we're looking at the code and that we're here to help them if they so choose to do something to their code. So we'll be checking in with them and see what they want to do.
Does other cities have their own commissions
No,
or
we
committees?
Have just one.
One.
Oh, all right.
Just
right.
The one. And then lastly, we're a certified local government, which means, which is a designation from the state, which means we are eligible for some funding for grants for our program, as well as support and counseling from the SHPO, the State Historic Preservation Office, officer on things that we may have questions about and things we need. So the code talks about different registers, and I just kind of wanted to go through those. There are several registers here in Clark County that a property owner can nominate their property to. The Clark County Heritage Register is the only register that requires certain reviews by the Historic Preservation Commission. And that is such as nominating, so there's a process for that, as well as if you're listed on the register, you have, there's a review process if you were gonna make a substantial or a change to the structure, site, or object that significantly impacts its historic significance. That's a review process as well that's in code. So just, and just so everyone knows, that properties must always have owner consent before they're nominated to the local register.
Can you request to come on? Yes.
What's the advantage of being on the register?
Well, property owners that are feel it's important to protect the historic significance of their house or their building will nominate it and get it listed so that it's protected. So
it's only protection. They have no other incentive.
There are tax incentives. Okay. Yeah. So we offer a couple of tax incentives as well as there's some federal tax credit incentives as well for certain properties.
Because I figured if they have to come to us to make changes, there must be some advantage.
There is some.
Not to be on it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah. I want to clarify about a nomination.
Sure.
Is it only the person who owns the property who can request a nomination?
Yes.
So I can't think a farm looks very nice down the road and nominate it to preserve it.
It has to have the owner.
It has to have the owner
authorization. That's a good protection for property owners.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the reason for the updates that we're proposing, so as Oliver mentioned, the last update to Title 40, this code was in 2009, and those were very minor changes. Also naming conventions, like when we used to be community development, now we're community planning. There was a change to the definition for a professional archaeologist that the RCW had changed, so we just updated that. Before then, so it really hadn't been changed since it went from Title 18 to Title 40. So through the years, and especially the last couple of years through some of the reviews and cases that the commission has processed, they've noticed some things that they would like to clarify and provide some more clear steps for the applicants and for them on certain processes. So that's why we took a look at the code pretty thoroughly to see how we can make it better for all those that use it. So this is kind of our summary of kind of what we're looking at with this update. We're updating code references. Some were pointing to places that were not accurate anymore because other changes had been made. So we're fixing those. Naming conventions, like Oliver had mentioned, County Council from the Board of Commissioners. We're changing our review process names. We used to have type 1 and type 3 to mirror some of our other county review processes, but they're not exactly the same, and everyone was always like, well, where's the 2? And so we're just calling them what they are, which is a staff review or a Historic Preservation Commission review, so that's clear. We're also just clarifying gaps and inconsistencies with our existing processes, as I mentioned. So those are helping applicants know what the nomination procedures are, so they're clear. Mending, we've had conversations recently. A lot of our nominations from the late 70s or the early 80s, more information may have come to light about the history of those properties. And if the commission or an applicant or a property owner was like, I want to add to that record, what's the process to supplement the original nomination? So we added some information on steps you can take to do that, as well as clear steps on if you were requesting removal from the register, what that process would be for both the applicant and how the Historic Commission would review those.
And it says appeals?
Yes.
Where does that go to the...
The commission.
Is that like if I want to remodel my place and you say I can't?
We have a couple different processes, right? So you have your nomination process.
Yeah.
So if someone wanted to appeal go.
Oh, yeah. I see.
It would have to go to, because they're a quasi-judicial body, the appeal would have to go somewhere. And then we clarified, because like I told you before, there's a staff review and then there's a commission review. And it wasn't really clear what your means of appeal if you didn't like a staff review decision. So we added those steps in too, so that, you know, there's clear steps for that. So there's those. Definitions, there was a lot of definitions within the text of the code, and so we just consolidated and made sure all the definitions were in the definition section, which is at the beginning of the code, so that there it was the same. If you were looking for something, we weren't having this big paragraph of a definition at the beginning of a section. It would say this, you know, what the section was, and you could go to the definitions and see what that says. Or we're adding new definitions because we have a lot of terminology that a lot of folks aren't familiar with, and so that everyone knows what that means, like a certificate of appropriateness or a contributing property, things like that, that we, was mentioned in the code, but it didn't explain what that was necessarily. So lastly, or a couple other things, we have the commission has a rules and procedures document that gives a little bit more detail for them as well as applicants on what to expect at a commission meeting, or, you know, how to, what to come before if you have, you know, questions for staff, certain steps. And there was, we looked at both what was in the rules and what was in the code to see if what needed to be in code or what needed to be in their rules and procedures and vice versa. So kind of looking at it that way. And then lastly, just editorial changes, capitalization things, breaking up large paragraphs that into more like just steps, so that it was easier to read. So that's pretty much the overview of what we're looking at. So we're going through, I think, four commissions. So this we start with the Historic Preservation Commission. They've been the ones that have initiated this. They've looked at this. It's a couple months now. It's going to, what we have as of today, or and as Chris will give us some feedback, we'll go to a hearing before the Historic Commission, and theirs will be a recommendation on the, to move this forward to the next step. And then we're also going before DEEB to give them an overview of what this is all about and our update. And then we've got the Planning Commission work session on June 7th. Hearing on the 21st of June, and then we'll be back for you to talk about where we are with the Planning Commission recommendations.
If there's no change, do we need another work session?
Well, you haven't seen the code.
Well, I was going to say, my question is, when do we see the code, the red line code, the actual words, what the actual changes are? That would be my question. So is that in August then?
Yeah, that would be the August work
the
session.
Language? Okay.
So that would be after where we are after the Planning Commission.
Right.
Yes. So that's, and I think we have all dates settled. I don't think we have them up here, but we do have them scheduled and on the calendar. So that is all I have. If you have any questions or comments for us.
I think it would be interesting to know the addresses of these pictures.
Well, there are links to those if you want to.
Oh, okay, great.
If you want to, if you have the file, you can go to our website, which gives a little bit of information about the property and the location.
On the app.
And then download the app.
I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one. I know that one. Oh, I'm thinking I know this one.
Which one?
This Wisteria
Court. Wisteria Court,
apartments.
Yes.
Is that on Franklin?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I just think it's so neat.
Yeah.
And Councilors, if you recall, we did receive grant from the state, so the app that GIS helped prepare for us, you can also use that app to see where some of these are located.
Yes. Yes.
Just a comment about the format of the PowerPoint.
Yeah.
I really appreciate when we talk about these pages.
Yeah.
That gives us step by step where we are and where we're going, because we have so many work sessions. To be able to track mentally or save a page that tells us when we're going to be seeing it again,
sure,
which gives us more time for preparation.
Good.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.